going on, America? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. Matt Best is here. For those of you who don't know who Matt Best is, you've probably been living under a rock. Range 15 star, vice president of Black Rifle Coffee, and now an author of his new book, Thank You for My Service. This is a fantastic episode, and I'm super excited to bring it to you. But first, this episode of Dear America is brought to you by our sponsors, We the People Holsters. All of us here at Dear America Podcast believe in the Constitution and respect the Second Amendment. There are a lot of holster brands to choose from. Some are good, some are not so good. But what does your holster say about you? Starting at just $37, We the People holsters are custom made right here in America. That's right, no third party people making your holsters, made right here in the good old US of A. Their designs are updated monthly in-house, which means they don't use third party molds. They even have their own 3D design team who measures every micro millimeter of their guns to ensure perfect fit. Their unique and intuitive clip design allows for you to easily adjust both the cant and ride of your holster so that it will fit comfortably and secure at all times. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham and get yours today. Every holster ships free and comes with a lifetime guarantee, but that's not all. Enter the offer code Graham and receive an additional $10 off your order. Support your country, defend the Constitution, and support a great American business. Satisfaction is guaranteed. wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. Offer code Graham. Now, let's get to the episode and welcome Matt Best himself. Sit back, relax, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast.
Hey!
Oh, hello.
Matt Best. That was the most elegant intro of anyone that's been on the podcast
hello,
yet.
Hello.
Smooth jazz. Yeah.
It's almost like you're famous and you've done this before.
No, never the Graham Allen Show.
That is true. I'm excited to be on this. First time on the Dear America podcast.
I like to use it by your first name because you're just, you know, you're an idol in my eyes.
What was that Bradley Cooper movie where he says, what is it about when you get famous, people start saying your full name? Instead of just Matt, it's like Matt Best, and Graham is Grandma. What was the name of the movie? Lady Gaga.
A Star is Born.
Yeah, he's like drunk and at the bar, and he's just kind of like stumbling. What is it about when you get famous?
I'm not a fan of the end of that movie.
I enjoyed A Star is Born. I'm not going to lie.
I enjoyed everything until the last five minutes. I don't
like the end.
Spoiler alert. He dies at the end.
Dies.
Yeah, and so I think it could have been just as awesome of a movie with him like sobering up and they like, you know, but
yeah,
I don't know why they had to go that route. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you are watching this on video form, you know how majestic looking Matt Best is. If you are listening, you can still probably tell from his voice, but most of you have probably been seeing Matt Best for years because you are arguably the most famous social media veteran ever in the history of digital media.
Would not go that far. I have been annoying people on the internet for at least 6 years now. So yes, I've been around the block a little bit.
So most of you know Matt for his videos, Range 15 movie, Article 15 clothing, but now especially Black Rifle Coffee.
Absolutely.
But I thought it would be really cool today to announce to the people that don't know that you have a book.
I do.
That is on presale right now.
Right now.
What's it called?
Thank You for My Service.
I love that title, by the way.
Thank you.
The wittiest thing. So, I always like to say this all the time, and Jake showed me this thing. Joe Rogan does it a lot. Me and my buddy.
Buddy of mine.
But me and you are actually buddies, and so we talk from time to time. And so I was privy to the title selections.
Yes,
I got to see a couple different designs of names that the book was going to be and all this stuff. What was the first one you showed me?
Well, yeah, it's gone through a lot of different kind of transitions because I wrote the book nearly 3 years ago. It spent
about
17 months in DOD review, which is anybody knows that if you're going to write a book about military experience, even if you think you're good to go on it, you always want to get that stamp of approval, because right. never do you ever want to have a secret get out there or say something that might impact the guys and gals overseas. So
you talk about actual like missions and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's about five or six war stories in the book, and we can get into that. But yeah, the first book title was Freedom, the F on. And but that was back before really anybody had used that type of title, and then like the subtle art of
yeah I was just fixing to say that guy.
And so a lot of those books started coming out, and by the time that the DOD released it, I was like, man, I need something that is still edgy, will catch your eye, but then, you know, I'm kind of a satire troll guy, and
right.
I thought Thank You for My Service would be hilarious, because when you read it, and I even sent it to my brother, he's like, whoa, that's cocky, dude. I'm yeah. like, no, read it again. He goes, oh, because he thought I wrote thank me for my service.
Thank like, me yeah. for my service, yeah. Thank you for, yeah, yeah. yeah. No, it's witty, man. It's
it
witty.
Is, it's good.
But you also had... was it Killing Bad Guys is Fun?
Yeah, that was on, and then it was Killing Bad Guys is Fun. And you can pretty much, the second I hit send on that, my publisher responded and was like, that's a hard
nope.
no.
Yeah,
like,
just no. automatic, like,
just throwing things
like,
out there.
No.
Like, just the more I thought about no. it, like, in my mind, I was like, that's funny for the guys in the community. I'm like, well, I guess it could be read like, oh, killing people's fun and a little out of context.
Yeah,
so I'm
yeah.
happy with the new title, really.
No, no, no. I think it was brilliant. I love the artwork. I love how it looks. I haven't got to read it yet. I'm looking forward to...
Because I forgot.
Because you, ratted yourself out. Matt Best did not bring me a book today.
I was literally driving from San Antonio. I'm halfway here, and I'm like, oh no. My wife's like, what's wrong? I forgot a book to go talk about my book.
Yeah, and it's so funny, because I had just told Alyssa and Jake yesterday, I said, I love Matt to death, but if I don't get a copy of this book before everybody else, I'm going to be really upset. And then here we are.
Murphy's Law.
So it's a good save.
Right?
Good.
There you go.
Oh, no, of course I have you a copy. No,
there you go.
Now he's going to run back and go, dang, I got to get Graham a copy. And then bam, then he's sitting to
it. Yeah. I got a quick question about
yes,
it.
Sir.
Yeah. We were talking to Ross Patterson the other day, and like the 2 years it had to go through DOD or mm-hmm. whatever. Why'd y'all have to take 007 out? Is that true? He said something like that.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? So there is the DOD that had to review it, and then also I worked for another government organization as a contractor for about 5 years, and they actually did a redaction process on it as well, a review process, however you want to call it. And it was very interesting to see the things that they redacted, because in the context they were just side jokes, like.
Yeah.
Like hypothetically saying, you know, there was no James Bond kind of stuff. And like they would redact that. And I'm like, it's a complete joke. And
any normal person would understand what you're talking about.
I think by association, they didn't want the book. Yeah, I don't know. Probably my tone, because I didn't really. What's that?
I was just saying to insinuate that.
Yeah, I don't think they just liked my narrative, because I'm a very jokester kind of guy. And I don't tell anything cool when I worked for that organization. It was more just kind of. Being overseas for such an extensive amount of time, you know, you'd deploy for 3 months, I'd come home for sometimes 2 weeks, go back for 3 months. So I spent a good portion of my life, pretty much all my 20s, overseas. And I kind of spin those in fun stories to talk about how it's not always this cool guy stuff that people right. think. A lot of it's downtime and having a beer and dressing up for a Halloween
out, yeah.
party and
mm-hmm.
Daisy Dukes. And
yeah.
that was always like my fantasy. Let's have a Halloween party. And if the base got attacked, I could be in like a pink tank top and Daisy Dukes.
Yeah. And ready to go.
Would be like, these Americans are crazy.
Yeah.
Like sitting up there with a belt fed, like, we're not attacking that base ever again.
Yeah.
Those are wild.
Well, for the people that don't know, you are a... you're an Army Ranger. Is it former Army? That sounds so weird to say that. Yeah, because you're a Ranger. That's what you.
I go
what
former Army Ranger. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur now. That's how I define myself. But yes, I'm very proud of my service. And
right. And so this book is really going to talk about real things, like real yeah. missions that you went on with the Rangers. What Ranger?
Second Ranger Battalion.
Okay, Second Ranger Battalion. You're going to talk about all those things, which is really, really, really cool. And we had a discussion about this for Memorial Day and things like that. And we talked about, I really appreciate people like you, because even though you give reference to your service, you're not one of those people that glorify yourself because you served, right? And that's very, I find that one of your best qualities, in my opinion. Yes, you love the fact you serve, you talk about it a lot, but you aren't one of those people that's like, yeah, I serve, so you should give me this, or you should do this for
title.
Me. So that's what, to me, is the funniest subtle thing about the title of the book,
yeah.
is because that's very much not Matt Best. Matt Best is proud of his service. You are an Army Ranger, were an Army Ranger, former Army Ranger. But that's what's really cool about this book to me.
Well, that's why I enjoy the title so much, because I think a lot of the civilian community can be confused. Do I say thank you for your service to people?
Right.
And that was my play on the title, where it's like, I don't need a thank you. And I speak for myself, not the whole veteran community, obviously. But I really enjoyed serving. It set me up to develop me into the man I am today. I got to serve with the most badass guys and gals I've ever had the opportunity to meet. And I'm just thankful for it. Like, taxpayers gave me the opportunity to fast rope out of Little Birds and night vision.
Yeah.
And you know, shoot some of the worst people on the planet to protect the freedoms that we love here in America. So it's like, why? You don't need to thank me. Like, I loved it.
I had a good time. Yeah,
anything, I'm like, I wish I would have done more. And right. I speak about that in the book, where, you know, you think you've done a lot, and then you kind of see some other people's service records with, they got, you know, 19 deployments in a tier one unit. And I'm like, well, I know I'm probably capable of doing.
No. You've done a lot, man. Yeah, you've done a lot. And that's what we were talking about. That's one reason that I don't talk very much about the fact that I served all the time. In fact, there's a lot of people that don't know that I did because of that fact. Because to me, it was just, yeah, I served. I put the uniform on. And me and you have talked about this, but that you've got guys like you, Evan, Dan Crenshaw, Dakota Meyer, Kyle Carpenter, all these people, Marcus Luttrell. I mean, all these people that we know that did so much stuff.
And I'll tell you, not to get too sidetracked, but I watched the Netflix series on Medal of Honor.
Yes.
And it's brilliant. And Clint Romachet is a very close friend of mine.
Right, right.
And man, watching his and knowing him for so long, and I've read his story multiple times, but seeing it reenacted like that, you're just like, oh, I never even want to say anything about me being a cool guy. Like,
well, that's how I feel, like, sitting next to you and people like you is that, you know, I'm proud of my service. But I was just a military guy, you know, at the end of the day. You know, you got guys like you that did so much more, because all military people are not created equal. There are guys that are just that 1% of the 1%. You definitely fall into that category, man. And so,
but then there's people like me who didn't serve.
And we're thankful for you all.
You, just because I'm just a military guy.
Oh, let me clarify. I'm not downgrading anyone's service, from the cook all the way to tier one Navy SEAL operators. You know, I everyone serves their purpose. And thank you to anyone that has ever put on the uniform or is currently wearing the uniform. I'm just saying, for me, it's always an honor to talk to people that decided to just give even more of themselves in the military. So,
well, hey, appreciate it. But I'm no better than anybody. I'm the same way. I think that there's, you know, people that serve, and there's just been this weird thing, especially when the tactical community was really getting popular on social media, that everybody's like, I have guys that come up to me sometimes like, oh, I wasn't special operations, man. I'm like, you were like an infantry dude that sat in like an Afghan valley and got mortared every single morning. I'm like, no, thank you, dude, because I didn't want to do that. I had helicopters, and you did direct action stuff in and out, and I got to sleep in a cot most of the time by the end of the night. So I'm like, everybody serves their part. And,
exactly.
And that's why I hopefully, when I wanted to write this book, just kind of bring light to the community about what it's really like to serve. Because so often I think the military books are so matter of fact. You know, my training took over and I, you know, took care of the enemy combatant with two controlled pair to the. I want to talk about really being a 21-year-old fire team leader in Ranger Battalion and running through a door, getting my nods caught on a blanket and flipping into the room. And I'm like, it's Claire.
It's Claire.
Like, nobody's perfect.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Like the movies. You know? You're very highly trained and you're good at your job, but, you know, war isn't perfect. It's not romanticized like it's in the movie. Like, it's gritty and it's gross and it's. I think people need to see that side of the story a little bit and know that there's humor involved in it. Because
I think that sounds cool, man. I think that sounds cool. And I want to get to some things, because I opened it up today for people to submit questions that they wanted Matt Best to talk about on the show.
Awesome.
And so one of them, it's a two-parter.
Okay.
It's a two-parter, and it is about the book.
Okay.
So this is obviously someone who has already pre-ordered your book.
Oh, thank you.
Which I hear pre-orders are going very well. If you're listening right now, you need to go to Amazon, pre-order this book, because pre-order sales are super, super big, especially in the first week of actual release of the book. And this book deserves to be number one New York Times bestseller. So go do that now. So this question is like this. All right. And it let me see if I can read this. You know, sometimes it's kind of jumbled together. One, did you always know you were going to write a book? And two, do you think this book is going to become a movie?
Ooh. Interesting. First part of that question, did I? No, I never planned on writing a book. I had a tier one friend say something very impactful to me. So after, well, let me bring it back a little bit. I documented some of these, not in a journal entry, but I've always taken pride in being like a creative guy and a storyteller. And I documented some of like the worst times of my life overseas and some losses that I had, just to have them and remember them so vividly so I could never forget about.
You're a very artistic guy and very emotional dude in that aspect. I don't know if a lot of people know that enough about you, how creatively artistic you actually are.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt
you. No, I just love storytelling, whether that's music or video or a book. And so I never planned on writing that, but I had a tier one buddy tell me, he goes, there's a difference between a quiet professional and a silent professional. And that really spoke volumes to me, because I'm like, okay, there is opportunity there to like not talk about me necessarily, but my experiences, because when you share experiences, especially when they're like dark and emotional, it kind of brings insight to other people and their experiences and helps them deal with it. Like, oh, I'm not alone. Like, certain people might look at me and they're like, oh, the guy's put together well, or not, however you look at me. But they can hopefully see like a softer side and be like, oh, wow, Matt doesn't always know what he's doing. He just puts one foot in front of the other and kind of figures it out. And so hopefully that inspires other people. And as far as the movie, there has been some interest in
that. Has there really? Are we going to see a Matt Best movie?
I don't know, man. You know, I'm going to be hyper protective of it, because the last thing I'd ever want is to sell the movie rights. They change everything, change names, and then it's just like it's completely fake. I would want it to be told correctly.
Okay. Well, on that vein, if we can segue to a group discussion.
Yeah.
We'll start with you first, Matt. Okay. Start with you first, because you're the guest. If you let's say it does become a movie.
Okay.
If you had to pick someone to play Matt Best, who would it be? And we'll go around the room. I want to see if we have similar answers. We'll go Matt, Alyssa, Jake, me.
I've been asked this question before. I forget his name. Who's the guy that was in Jurassic Park?
Chris Pratt.
I'd pick Chris Pratt.
Really?
Because he's like Pratt. He's like a man's man, but then he's quirky and kind of like silly and cheesy. It's very similar to my personality. Okay. I go with Chris Pratt.
Okay, so Chris Pratt, Alyssa?
I actually was thinking Chris Pratt because of Jesse.
I wasn't.
I'm sorry.
I know he's beautiful, but eyes on me.
No.
Eyes on me.
I actually do agree with that, though. I could see that.
Okay, Jay, come on. Give me something different here.
Antonio Banderas.
Okay.
So random. All right.
Well, to be the force of real actual discussion here, I have two. All right.
Okay.
So I have two. So go with me on both. All right. One, because of your humor and how you think and kind of your dark humor at times and things like that, Ryan Reynolds, Blade Trinity edition.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You see, do you see what I'm saying?
That's a good
one. Because Ryan Reynolds, man, he can chisel out. I mean, obviously, you are bigger and taller than Ryan Reynolds is, but bulked up Ryan Reynolds, Blade Trinity edition, plus his humor.
Yeah, that's
true. I think
he
can pull it
off. That's real good.
Okay, here's my second one.
Jim from The Office, Krasinski or whatever. I know he was in...
I think he's too, like...
He was in 13 Hours, you know?
Yeah, he was in 13 Hours.
He did a good job.
But I think you need someone that can do both, and that brings me to this, and it's ironic that we talked about him already. Ooh. Bradley Cooper, American Sniper, bulked up, but hangover personality, be able to mixing the two.
That could work.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I didn't have time to think.
I think
about
Bradley.
I feel like you got to think about this question, and then you just sprung it on us here.
Well, this is my show. I doubt Bradley Cooper hears this, but if he does, by some chance, I think a Bradley Cooper, American Sniper build, but allowing him to also be that hangover Bradley Cooper at the same time.
Yeah.
I think that could be a really cool combination for a Matt Best.
Combination.
Real good. Combination.
Like Ryan Reynolds.
It's super funny you said Ryan Reynolds, because I get that association when they're like, Matt's the real life Deadpool and stuff based off of my
humor. He is Canadian, though.
I kind of like Ryan Reynolds.
You know, I don't know if there'd be a conflict there. He is Canadian, I'm pretty sure, but that's all right. But I mean, what do you, I mean, now that you've heard what I said, see it?
Well, it's interesting. So when I wrote the kind of the pitch deck for my book, which is on Amazon, the ending statement of it is, this book is like Captain America meets Deadpool. except one went to business school and one went to...
See there? If they're listening on audio, they don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing like the we're linked in the mind here a little bit.
That's telling terrifying. You,
man, I could see it. And I think it would be absolutely action-packed / hilarious. Yeah. Either one of those people. I've never seen Chris Pratt in like a military-esque kind of role per se. So I'm not saying he couldn't do it. I'm just saying I've seen Bradley Cooper in military and funny, and I've seen Ryan Reynolds is always funny, but I've seen him Deadpool and Blade Trinity. I could see either one.
Yeah, I like the Ryan Reynolds. That's good because it's very similar how I wrote the book, and I always said like I want to write like Deadpool because I think again like military movies and books have never really been that way. And so like my sense of humor in really dark, kind of disgusting moments of war. People are gonna be like, this dude's
crazy. Could pull it off better than Ryan Reynolds. Hashtag Dear America on Instagram and Twitter. Let us know who should play Matt Best if Matt Best book has a movie about it, which I'm gonna go ahead and proclaim it right here. In the next 2 to 3 years, there will be a movie about Matt Best book. Hashtag Dear America, let us know who you think should play.
Let's go with Tyrion from Game of Thrones.
There you go. That would be
or
the
just
most.
Play myself.
Or you just play yourself. No, just take all the money. All right, let's see here.
I actually have a question.
Go for it.
So I don't know. Is there an overarching message to your book that you are hoping to like get out there? Or I would like to know what that is.
That's fair. I think there's a couple undertone, like, you know, underlying stories within the story. But the main one for me has always been, I talk a lot about transition and kind of the issues that I've had, you know, getting out of the military. I was my fifth deployment when I got out of Ranger Battalion. And within 1 month of pretty much getting back from that deployment, I was living in Los Angeles as a civilian. I didn't have a plan. I didn't have anything. I just had some back pay of BAH money that supported me for about 3 months until I burnt through it from drinking and all this stuff. So I kind of talk about having those dark times and how I've had to pick myself up. And the only way I did that was through some amazing friends that were my support system. And, you know, I've done that about twice. And when I've written some articles back in the day, a lot of it's been about transition. So I'm trying to like share those experiences, what was going on in my head and like being depressed and having to be very hyper emotionally intelligent to sort yourself and your own thoughts to like get yourself back going, because, you know, sometimes you're your own enemy, you know?
Yeah. I love that you're getting that message out there personally from my counseling side, because I do think so many people can relate to it, especially relate to it. Cause if I were to say that, it's like, okay, you didn't surf. I mean, not in a bad way, but you understand what I'm saying? Like, I can only help somebody when they can truly relate to you and be like, wow, I've been there. I just think it's going to be a powerful message that you have the opportunity to give.
I'm excited for people to get to know the whole Matt Best. Now, I've only known you the past two and a half years at this point now. But the Matt Best that I know, you actually are kind of more like me. And, you know, people think that I'm running down the street screaming and stuff all the time. People probably think that you're snapping bikinis in and things like this all the time. But in real life, much like me, you're actually kind of very reserved and almost kind of keep to yourself a little bit. And you're more, what's the word?
Introverted.
Introverted, almost, it seems.
I call myself, so you say, a gregarious introvert. So, I mean, I can handle a room and be the life of the party when I need to be. But my favorite times are usually in like a semi-dark room listening to music all by myself.
Same, same. I really, Alyssa will tell you, there are just times where I want to be by myself, and that's what I want. Even like for my birthday or something, Alyssa asked, well, what do you want for your birthday? Well, I kind of would like to go to a movie theater and watch two movies back to back by myself and just chill out, you know, and like get away from everything. And so I'm excited for people to get to know that whole version of Matt Best.
Yeah, I'm excited too. And I think that's, someone asked me that question, was like, what do people not know about you? And I'd say like, everything that I do, I'm pretty quiet about a lot of stuff. And then, you know, some of like my Memorial Day pieces that I do and the really serious stuff don't go as viral as my other pieces of content. So a lot of people haven't seen them. But, you know, I do open up a lot on social media and really share my heart. I mean, this last Memorial Day, I wrote a letter that was very serious to it.
I wrote you as soon as I saw that video. Yeah.
And that was awesome. I'd never seen anything from you like that. So I was surprised.
Well, I told you, I think about a year ago, that my favorite video of yours is the one that Tyler Gray's in.
Yeah. The Life Brotherhood.
Yeah. Man, that's my favorite video I've ever seen, which brings me to the next question.
Oh, all right. Segue Sally over here. Woo-woo.
It's like I do this for a living at this point.
Fish.
All right. So this is about, people want to know about mine and your connection.
Sorry, we're matching, by the way. That's the connection right there.
I know. What is the connection?
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't planned.
And Graham got the same hat on, too.
Yeah.
I married
this
him.
This is my favorite Black Rifle hat, by the way.
Made me put it on backwards.
For those of you who haven't seen it, you can get it at blackriflecoffee.com. It is the white mesh back with the camo front with the flag and the AR. Yeah, man, I love it. Okay. So this is kind of like a two-parter too, but I thought it was a really good question. All right. And it's for both of us.
Okay.
So what was the first video you saw of each other, or when did you first find out about each other? So wow. I'll go first because you've been doing it a lot longer.
Okay.
So for me, my very first Matt Best video that I ever saw was the rap battle Army and Marines.
Okay.
That's the very first Matt Best video that I saw. When I first heard about you, I was still active duty at the time.
Really?
Yeah, I was still active. I was on a recruiting tour. We've talked about this. And my buddies were all talking about this Matt Best guy and this Matt Best video. Oh, did you see the new Matt Best video? Did you see this? Did you see that? I didn't have any clues, so I went and looked you up, and the very first video that I found was the rap battle.
Right.
You know, hi, I'm Matt, you know, and da-da-da-da-da, and all that stuff. And so that's when I first got linked on to you, and for years, I mean, you were, or still are, in many...
I'm falling off a little bit.
No,
it's okay.
No.
Let the up-and-comers like you
No. I mean, you were the de facto veteran in the popular famous category, and you defined what it was to get out and become popular. And so that was the very first time that I had heard about Matt Best and the first thing that I had seen about Matt Best. I'm curious to hear yours.
I can't put my exact what rant video it was, but it's definitely one I remember hearing you with the kind of the Eminem background track. Yeah, you doing the kind of rant in your car. And I thought it was super funny because it was a little more political and you were calling people out. And I enjoy that kind of stuff. I think people should speak their minds. And it shocks the airwaves a little bit. And I'm a huge fan of that because I think it opens up people to have important conversation. And sometimes you get like the hate, I'm sure, and I do too, but I really enjoy that.
People want me dead, Matt.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. They want
hit list for a little bit. I thought that was cool.
That was amazing.
Tim Kennedy was higher than me on. They really wanted to get him.
Yeah,
he gave him
his address. Did anyone ever come to you and be like, hey, have you heard about this douchebag Graham Allen that's trying to be you or something like that? Did anybody say that kind of stuff to you?
No,
I mean, it's not going to hurt my feelings. I'm just curious.
No, not at all. I mean, I've had it through the years where people are like, dude, you see this guy did a walkthrough. It's just like you. And I'm like, that's awesome. It's great. Not you specifically. There's been people. I'm like, that's awesome. I would love for other people to be inspired by the things that I've done. And I didn't create the walkthrough. I mean, Our Shave Club and hundreds of other people.
Yeah.
So
I think that's one of the first ones I saw where they did the walkthrough and like chaos is going on around them. Is that Dollar Shave Club video.
That's a good one.
Anyway, it's always interesting to hear how other people first initially I don't remember how we actually ended up starting talking to each other, but
I think it was a little bit through
something like that, but anyway, we ended up talking to each other and not hating each other. And which is cool because Alyssa says this quote a lot. Don't ever meet like your heroes or people you look up to, because a lot of times people will let you down. And this is not just because he's in the studio. He wouldn't be in the studio if I thought he was a jerk.
True.
Matt, I I've told you this. When I first ever, you know, got to know you, when I first ever started like looking at you, much like people say with me, people get the vibe that I'm this aggressive jerk all the time that just judges everybody and just, you know, it just has all this stuff. Well, there in your videos, it can be put in that same category. It's like, kind of thing.
Come off as a douche half the time.
Competitively, there is that competitiveness in what we do where you look at that person and say, that's the number one, I'm going after them, kind of thing. Right. And but the thing that surprised me the most about you and Black Rifle and everybody associated with it in general is just how accepting you guys are. You know, you do your vetting process, I feel like most sound people should do, but you've always been super awesome, super embracing, and, you know, sharing info and you know, helping me out. Hey, you know, be careful with this, or don't do this way, and da 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 da. And so it's really cool when you can put that aside and help the cause across the board.
Well, I think that's the weird part of social media, right? Everybody thinks that you're this, like, something you're not necessarily. I'm just literally a 32-year-old dude that my job is to make people laugh.
We're the same age. Coffee. How do you look so much better than me? You have all your hair, like, it's upsetting at this point. Your beard fills in right here, and mine
fake.
Does this
I
weird.
Paint this on every morning.
Mine does this weird, like, Wolverine thing, I guess.
Yeah, you're like way bigger, you got bigger delts. Oh, this is gonna, gosh, like, get bromance.
Yeah, bromance.
You know? Jake, I love your hat and your shoes.
Jake's red chucks that he has on are
like
majestic.
His red chucks.
At this I got point. The chucks on too. Ugh, my wife bought me brand new ones.
Oh, today. I like them.
I told you we were dressing like Matt Best day at this point.
Speaking of social media, you want to hear some mean tweets? You want to play a little mean tweet game?
About me? That's awesome.
No, we do this. It's not about you. He's going to read it, and we've got to figure out who it's actually about.
That's good, because literally I am never on Twitter. I manage all my own social media other than my Twitter.
Perfect.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
Never.
All
right. I get to play too, right?
Okay, so what? Sure. Okay, but hold on.
I'm going to be good at this
hold
one.
Oh, we got to have stakes. Okay, so if I win, what do I get?
Free signed book of thank you for my
son. Oh.
we'll go to lunch after this.
Okay.
Loser buys lunch.
There we go.
There you
I
go.
Like it. Perfect. All right, loser buys lunch.
All right, will you help me keep track?
Yeah, but I'm gonna play too.
All right,
okay.
Just so we're clear,
you just get to play because you wanna. Do you wanna?
Just wanna see if I can get it. Yeah, pretty much.
Let's go. Let's do it.
All right, first one, bro. You have to be smoking effing crack. LOL. Shake my head.
Ooh,
oh, that's really.
Could
that's
be
really.
Either of you.
That's very generic.
All right, you're the guest. You get to pick first.
I feel like they're gonna think you're a crack smoker.
What?
I'm saying.
What
Graham.
Is that?
I'm saying Graham too.
Because I do the high pitched thing, sure. Me.
Yep, it was you.
Woo! All right.
So we both got a point.
Yeah,
though,
I got
on
you.
That. Okay, yep. So it's tied.
All right,
go.
Here's another one. Somebody's been skipping leg day.
Me. 100% me.
I think they're gonna think me because I'm short. I have short legs, and so people think that I'll say me.
I'm gonna go Matt.
That's Matt.
So I want a little backstory.
So you're up.
I take pride because like I squat and deadlift a lot, but yeah. I took one photo way back in the day with Derek Wida, who's missing a leg, and the angle of it, whatever, it looked like I had kind of smaller legs. I'm like, whatever. And the internet just like the reason I went and did pull-ups on a little bird, and I was like, didn't skip back day, but it's been an ongoing joke from people. So
that was from hilarious. The dress like a hipster day.
I get the same thing. But it's because I'm top heavy. Like I have little short legs. Like if you put someone that's the same height as me, that like their waist will come up to my belly button because their legs are just longer than mine. And so people think I skip leg day all the time. I'm just, my legs are little. I have little legs.
It's all good.
All right. So it's 2-1 Matt. So,
yes.
All right, go.
You're not proving anything or you just get dumber and dumber by the minute. Can you just get a life?
Graham.
You can't answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got excited. I'm competitive.
Okay, I was going to go with Graham.
I'm competitive.
That's definitely me. Yeah. That is definitely me.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 3-2. All right.
That's this is what happens when vets have too much time on their hands.
I'm going to go with me on that.
Yeah, Matt.
One.
That's Matt.
Yep.
Yay.
4-3.
These were hard to get vague enough ones to. Once again, my sensibilities have been traumatized.
Ooh, that could be either one of us. Once again.
Sensibilities have been traumatized. Alyssa, let Matt go first. Stop.
I might get this wrong. I'm going to go with me.
Sensibility.
I'm going with Matt.
It says sensibilities. It doesn't say feelings. I'm going to say me.
It was Matt.
Yes!
5-3.
Yeah. I usually get that when it's like,
that's
I'm
it. That's
so,
over.
So offended.
Fine. All right. I buy lunch. So let's find the most expensive barbecue place we can.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well, that was fun. I have another question, and this is going to be interesting. Okay. Alyssa, and you actually get to put your input in on this as well. Current marital relationships. What's it been like being married and becoming famous? And what's it like dating and then marrying after you were already famous? All right. And the different struggles in that. So, Matt, you are the guest. So what's it been like? You and Noelle have been married for how many years now?
Two.
2 years.
Married 2 years.
Okay. 2 years. What was it like to be Matt Best and trying to find that person that you married? Because I imagine that, you know, the struggle, it's like struggle of finding friends for us. Now, you never really know who wants to get to know you for you.
Right.
Right. And so what was the biggest struggle there for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't consider myself famous, just a loser on social
popular,
media.
Well known across the country, which is famous, but go ahead.
Well, that kind of goes back to the singular perspective as far as what your personality is, and then people vet you based off of probably the top three videos, and those are very heightened versions of myself.
Exactly.
And so, honestly, you know, when I was dating and stuff, I think I attracted people that I would never get along with because they thought I was this guy that I'm not based off of watching one or two of my videos. So it was very challenging because the people that were interested in me, I weren't people that I would like actually have a long-term relationship with. And I think my past speaks a little bit to that as well. You know, I really got lucky with Noelle in the sense of I reached out to her. She worked at a gun store. And
of course she did.
Of course, right? I'm like, you don't love me. You just, her Instagram when I met her said gun lover and coffee lover. And I'm like, I got this.
Oh, yes. No, that's mine. Me. That's funny. That's hilarious.
It's kind of fate. Some guys at her shop bought her one of the Article 15 t-shirts, and she randomly posted a thing on her, like not like fangirl or anything, just had a shirt on. I was like, who is that? And slid in those DMs, but
you slid into her DMs.
I did. She was not receptive at first. She was like, but I, you know, with enough pressure, I coursed her to going on a date with me, and then we got married.
That's how you know she's a good one, because she didn't jump so quick.
Leading up to that was challenging. I think with Noelle, she was very apprehensive at first, but then once she got to know me, and I purposely invited her the second date we ever really went on to an event that was around me. So I think she thought that I was just going to be like, I'm the dude. And she realized like, I didn't really care. I'm just drinking a beer and being Matt. And I think that really sold her on, okay, this is just a dude, that this is his job. And it worked out great. And she's super supportive of everything.
For all the ladies listening, who was the first to say the L word?
Man. Probably me.
We have a lot of ladies listening.
Probably me, because I'm you? An emotional little guy sometimes. You know, and I was going through a lot of stuff there when we'd met too, with like some drama and all that. And she was just very supportive, and she never fell into like rumors, all of that stuff. I'm like, here are the facts, and she's a smart girl, so she's like, screw all the things that people saying rumors about this. This is what's happening. We're very transparent with each other, and it's nice because that trust and bond is really what keeps you together. I'm sure as you guys on social media.
I'm gonna let Alyssa answer my side of it because
your side of it. I can't answer for you.
No. Yes, you can, because we were already married when all this stuff. We've been married for a long time after, but when all this stuff started,
7 years.
So, from your perspective, what was it like? The difficulties and the struggles, because that's what they want to hear. They want to hear, oh, it was awesome, and then dreams can't.
I think it was more just leaving the military bubble. I've always said I'm very extroverted. He's actually introverted, and so the military bubble has been amazing. And I never knew anything because we got married young, because everyone just
got married at 22.
Yeah, but when you're in that world, everyone is community. Hey, you want to be best friends for like 2 years, and then we're moving again. You know, it's very quick, and so
easy to make friends as well, because everyone's in the same boat. You move somewhere, and then everybody can bam.
When we left that isolation, you know, is the devil's playground, and so I just feel like we kind of got more isolated, and then he was gone a lot, but not in the military, and so I think that isolation created a big struggle for both of us. Because we weren't grounded really at that point. And so it was a struggle. But I also feel like
that's her easy way of saying she almost murdered me about
it was hard. No, it was hard for that year. But I truly feel like it was whatever the valley or whatever the hard time is that really grew us the most. And so, like, when we hit 10 years, I stood before our church and I was like, we made it, drop the mic.
Yeah, 10 years
we
was a big deal.
We did this because I feel like Satan threw everything at us for that year and we overcame it. And so we've been stronger since. So, I mean, but you have to go through that hard time to get to where we are now. And for us, I think that hard time was the social media, because I'm a social worker, okay? This is not my world at all. I don't like being filmed. I hate it. But
Leslie gets on to me all the time. She's like, did you really mean to say it that way?
I do. Like,
Are you sure that's what you should have said? And I'm like, yeah, I said it. That's what I meant.
Can I ask a question on that?
Sure. Yeah.
So that's been kind of an issue that I deal with, is like, what angle do people have on me? And I find that a lot of people, they don't want to get to know me or maybe my wife. It's, there's an angle as far as self-benefit. Exactly. And that's, I've seen in my relationship, sometimes you become a little more reclusive because you don't want to trust people. And it takes a lot more time to vet people and years, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. to like finally feel like I can really talk around right. this person, instead of saying, oh, I don't really like that guy. Man, that Matt was really talking crap about you. And you're like, whoa. I like the rumor mill. So that's been challenged. Do you notice that too now?
The rumor mill, yes, sometimes.
Don't say names.
No, I won't. I won't. Yes, I find it very. I find it very difficult sometimes to connect, because it's always in the back of my mind now. Do you like me for me, or do you like me because of who my husband is, right. and different things like that? The rumor's not so much, because we're pretty grounded. I mean, I know who my husband is when I married him. He wasn't. So that, not so much. I don't read ever his messages. People write me, oh, that was a real rough one. Everyone's wishing death on all of y'all, and your daughter especially. Okay.
They always go after Anna Grace.
I don't know why. I guess because she's the most
vulnerable
of us.
Anyway, I didn't mean to cut you out.
It's fine. That does bother me. But I never read it, so I don't let that affect me. I have to protect myself, and that's how I do it. I never read the comments, ever.
Right.
So not so much that, but it is hard, especially being in Texas. I do question, and I try not to, but my friend sent me something. I was actually going to do one of my daily nuggets on my Insta about it today, because it was basically, you go through and you have, you know, people who want, they do, unfortunately, they want you to sell something, or, hey, can you do this for me? And then it was like, so you walk that mile and you get burned. So, you know, don't do that again. But it was basically saying, no, you keep doing that, because, you know, people aren't here for you. You can serve other people. So what? You get burned. So you're still help them, basically. Yeah. And I like that mentality. So that's how I've tried to attack it. So what? You know, I can still say no. I live by let your yes be yes, your no be no. But does that make sense? Yeah. Y'all tracking?
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Even on the other public figure side, I've just, you know, because, man, I'm still really new in this. It's only been a little over 2 years. And, you know, we've lost friends that I thought were friends. You know, and
those hurt, because they were like long term.
Those hurt really bad. And then even like other public figure people that I thought were friends,
right?
Either through, I don't know, misunderstandings or jealousy or whatever it may be. You know, things get ugly and things get nasty, and then people start talking about you. And
well, if it's any consolation, sometimes those ones heal themselves. I mean, I lost. During the movie back in the day, I lost one of my really, really close friends through a misunderstanding and people pitting two names against each other.
Right.
And it took 2 years until we randomly were in the same location together. And I'll just say it, Dakota's post. It was Dakota Meyer. And it really hurt me, because I was like, man,
we spent
so much time together. We were homies for so long, like FaceTime every single day. And the friendship just ended for like 2 years. And we got in the same room with each other. And it was like, I miss you. And he's like, I cussed. We got a beep out of it.
Yeah. We'll leave that in there for a beep. Go ahead.
But I just missed that relationship. And then we realized all these other people saying things were just trying to, for some reason, out of jealousy, pitting us against each other.
Yeah.
And realize that we're just friends and we're always there for each other. And, you know, it's been 2 years now since we've maintained a phenomenal relationship with each other again. Okay. So.
Yeah. No, that's good. All right, let's move on. Jake, this is actually a question for you.
What?
You are getting
producer Jake
a question on the thing. All right. My question is for producer Jake.
What? No way.
Yeah.
I'm famous.
What would you say, and this is going to be difficult probably for you because you've just met Matt, what would you say are the biggest similarities and the biggest differences between Graham and Matt?
Ooh,
that's a good question.
Just off this hour-ish long conversation, what are the biggest differences and the biggest similarities? Hot seat.
Biggest similarities, obviously, military, gun, you know, funny video kind of stuff.
That's the safe answer, man.
That's true. I mean, that is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine.
He does a little more gun-related videos, I think, than you do, for the most part. You're a little bit louder in your videos. than Matt. I mean,
I do have a very loud voice, people tell me. Like, it's just...
You go for it. It's good.
Just loud. Like, I naturally...
Yes, that high-pitched one.
That was good. That was close. All right.
Yeah. Both introverted. And both of your guys' videos are very, like, extrovert, but...
Yes.
You know, you both like to...
I think that's part of being a creative person, is because you have to be alone, you have to be with your own thoughts, and you really develop that story, and then you're performing what you came up with. And I think if you're always... outgoing, those people tend to not have as
careful.
No. I mean, like as more like critical thought when it comes to the creative process.
It's
hyper dependent on what that creative process.
Here's
is.
Another
art
thing
for me is I'm like it only happens
Which
when I'm introverted
sense,
and like kind of
too.
Emotional.
Real quick, another similarity that most people don't know about is you're actually a musician as well. You play the guitar.
Oh, that's true. Most people don't know that
I'm
about
very,
you.
I'm very, very, very like I know Matt is. There's a lot of people in front of the camera that they truly just show up and they just get in front of the camera. But I know this for you and Jake, I'm sure I annoy the ever living mess out of Jake. I'm very involved in what it looks like, how it's edited, what it sounds like, where the skips are, where the beat drops, the upbeat, the downbeat. You know, I'm very, very, very involved in that.
That's something that a lot of people don't know about me. To this day, I edit every single one of my videos and usually direct them. And I have one very trusted person used that films me is like Eli. And granted, we have an amazing team at Black Rifle, Logan. Yep. Jared, Evan, all those guys are, I call them script the screen, but like that EDC video that I just did, that's me looking at every frame, going in and editing it myself, because you kind of maintain that sense of soul in your content. And the second I feel you let someone else take it, they put their own stuff on it and it just feels...
Well, it's inevitable.
It's your vision.
It's not a bad thing. It's just, there's no way it can't happen because it's not... You doing it.
We kind of share the same vision. So
yeah, that worked out nice.
You don't always have to be so in the edit of everything. You know, we share that. So,
so ironically, this is on the screen right now. Do you know about this, Eddie Gallagher?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You seen this?
I'm sure.
So, anyway, someone asked you being, you know, in special operations and things, what's your thought on the Eddie Gallagher situation. I mean, we can skip it if you want. Someone asked it. It popped up on the thing.
I don't know the full story of it. And then that's one of those things like I would probably pause to interject. Because
that's fine. That's fine.
I just don't know all the correct information, and that's how it's coming out. It'd be very unfortunate if people were throwing someone under the bus for false information. So
that's where I am.
You want to know the details and, you know,
well, there's no way for us to know all the details because they're knee deep in the trial and everything right now. And they asked both of us about the Eddie Gallagher thing. So my take on it is very much the same. I don't know enough of the actual specifics.
Right.
I haven't seen the facts. Are there footage? You know, I don't know if it would be very much a shame for us to send these people out, true war fighters, you know, and then turn around because war is nasty. There's nothing nice or black and white about war. It's gray and red and all this other kind of stuff. And so it would be very sad to me.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'll say. Happening. And it doesn't necessarily in line with this, but when you bring politics into war, it's not good. I've seen it happen. I've seen guys get killed because of it. And it's very unfortunate. You know, you can't, let's make war PC. It doesn't work that way. I mean, you're sending young men and women to go fight, and they don't always know the right answer to the situations that they're put in. You can only hope that the training and experience leads them in the correct path forward.
Yeah.
But it's very challenging, and you have to make very critical decisions in less than a second sometimes. And I'm not relating to this case, but like it's a lot harder than people think.
It's like a car accident.
Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to hit the pole? Are you going to hit the car? Are you going to maybe hit the pedestrian? You have 1 second to think about what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's the right answer?
Right. You know? Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Moving on. This is for everyone. Okay. I see you. No.
People on video can see him now too.
I mean, I told you. See what he does. He starts letting me know. Like, hey, we're going. No. We are answering the people's questions on this podcast. All right. Outside of people in this room, and everybody answers this, who is the coolest or one of the coolest famous people that you've had the opportunity to meet?
Ooh, man. That is a really hard one.
Coolest, most down to earth. You know what I'm saying. Like the realest famous person that you've met.
I'm going to put out there... this is kind of cliche. The Medal of Honor recipients that I'm friends with and I've met are insanely humbling. These are guys that have done absolutely extraordinary things, are in the limelight. They didn't ask for it, and it's actually probably a burden to a lot of them.
Yeah.
But how they've had such humility and the things that they've done with that kind of celebrity and position that they put in is massively inspiring for me, because they went out there, had tragic loss and tragic sacrifice, and yet they still have the ability to go out, speak, inspire, and really most of everybody looking like, you're a hero every day, people would probably say, yeah, you're a hero, and they're just like, no, I just want to,
I'm just a dude,
I wish I could have done more and all these other things, and it's super inspiring for me. So I know that's not necessarily a famous person.
I read Dakota's book. I mean it's crazy. Dakota was literally just being Dakota.
That's all he was. Yeah, country boy that was like, I'm not leaving my teammates behind.
Yeah, I don't care what you say. No, I'm going out. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, Dakota's just Dakota. Alyssa.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't care about famous people. I've never, wow, never. No.
Man, I apologize.
No, as a, listen, as a child.
I don't
even know why she's here.
Even, wow. Even as a teenager, like, I never had posters.
Boy,
like
the gauntlet out
no,
there.
No, no, I'm just, I've never so cared because people are people. So, like, now that I get to know Matt, like, I like Matt for Matt. Like, so the people I like.
I said,
well, no, I like a lot of
room.
The people
I
I've met.
Outside of the room.
No, I didn't say that. I said, when I get to know people. So I like the Undertaker, Mark, because he was super down to earth,
yep,
and really kind and just family oriented. I appreciate that. I love Tig. Like, we've gotten to know Tig pretty well now. Yep. And so, yeah, I consider that.
Benghazi survivor, John Tegan, everybody knows who
I'm
she's
trying to think.
About.
You have to, my memory's terrible.
Well, that's good. No, that's good. You did too. Jake.
Okay, cool.
Sinbad.
Sinbad?
You met Sinbad?
What?
Nowhere.
That's awesome.
And, these flowy pants that 8 people could fit in?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't
that's
wearing
cool.
that anymore, but I had a gig out in Los Angeles. It was like at Hollywood, what was that place called? Universal City, mm-hmm, Hollywood Walk, something like that. And his daughter was also in the show, so I got to hang out backstage with him for like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
That's awesome.
He had the earpiece, but on both sides. Like, he was one call at a time,
oh,
talking.
That's crazy.
Between all that, yeah. Oh. Went out to Boca de Beppo after that.
That's all. That's awesome.
Boca de Beppo, whatever it is.
Boca de Beppo. Just
playing repeat.
He was a cool dude.
Since Matt took the Medal of Honor thing, I've got to say The Undertaker, too.
And Danny. I like Danny from Asking Alexandria.
Oh, Danny.
Sorry.
Really, he's fun.
Danny's
super
awesome. Anyway, but The Undertaker in real life, we will not say his real name for people that don't know. A lot of people do, but still. Undertaker, his whole family. Super awesome, down to earth people. I like their kids don't have cell phones, like they raise their kids like real people, you know what I mean, and all this stuff. Yeah. And
it's called parenting.
Yeah, it's called parenting. You know, that whole being real parents thing. Anyway, so super awesome people. Last question, and then we will end this out. All right, and then
I thought we were doing a 3-hour show.
Well, I am good with that.
Studio has a schedule.
Jake over here is giving us the death eye. All right, last question. This is for if Noelle was here, we would answer it for her. But it is, what is the hardest thing today about being Matt Best and Graham Allen and their spouses? So you first.
Most challenging thing for me is you live under a microscope, and you know, Black Rifle Coffee is a fairly large organization right now, and I think that anything that I do personally reflects the company, even though that they're kind of segmented. Mm-hmm. The brand of Black Rifle is obviously very a lot a part of me because I'm a co-founder and all of that. I would just say just being under a microscope sometimes, where you have to really watch anything you say, and not that I would do anything weird, but it's just,
yeah,
it can be challenging where sometimes you just want to wear whatever or do whatever, and people will just judge you or make assumptions based off of that one interaction. And it gets a little tiring sometimes, but yeah. Other than that, but then obviously the good outweighs the bad 100%.
True, true, true. Well, Noelle's not here, so Alyssa, let's go the spouse way, and then I'll end it out, and then we will.
I can tell Noelle's real quick.
There you go. Yes, yeah, answer for her.
She
I love
usually
it.
Says, work and busy. Being an entrepreneur, that never ends. So yeah, sometimes at 4 a.m, if Evan calls me, I'm shooting out of bed, and it's like, really, it's Sunday morning. You're like, well, the work never ends. So
right,
it's I know that it's,
and that's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Making time to have those, the husband and wife moments.
Yeah.
For sure.
Alyssa. Tell everyone everything that annoys you about me in this life.
No, I actually have to agree in a weird way with you, the microscope thing, in this sense, because because I am a social worker and because he is who he is, at times I feel like I get thrown into, well, you obviously believe everything your husband does, or you only do this because of who your husband is. And not that I'm like, I am my own woman. No, but it gets hard at
times.
Those
of you who aren't watching, if you could see the like girl power move she just did.
But that's not who I am. It's just, it's hard because it's like, okay, well, he's only this judgmental person. So you must not love, or you can't help how you should be able to help. And right. It's like, but that's not who we are. And you can't defend against it because they have their beliefs. And I don't want to be, you know, I'm not a keyboard warrior. I don't read the comments anyway. But does that make sense? So that microscopic thing, that can be hard.
Yeah, it paints an assumption for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. For me, the hardest thing about being Graham Allen, because of the world that I'm in, and because we are in two completely different worlds as far as, you know, I'm very much in the political world, et cetera. Mm-hmm. For me, it is discerning what I should actually say and talk about, because the platforms that we have, I have the ability to make anything I want go super far at any time.
Right.
So now I'm in a position to where, do I really, really want to talk about that? Is it really something that needs to be said, or am I just trying to get a viral video to go? Right. Because I know what to do to make things take off. I know what to say. I know what topics are going to, you know, irk people the right way. So there's such a fine line of, no, this is something that I believe needs to be talked about.
Right.
Or do I just need a video to go, you know, far? And I believe that I've been put in a position now that is important to have that that second of pause. Because Jake will tell you, there's been times I've wanted to post something and I'll screenshot it and be like, this is what I want to say.
And Alyssa said,
I'm
no.
I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm not going to do it this time because I just feel like it would be petty, or I would be doing the very thing that I accuse other people of doing. So right. for me, that's the hardest thing. But I'm getting evil eyes from Jake.
Jake, not me.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Best, all you got to do is type in his name with one T, and you can find him anywhere. Matt, what's the name of your book? Where can they go find it?
Thank you for my service. It is pretty much on any digital platform you want. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, like Target, Walmart, everybody sells it. So if you just look it up wherever, or thank you for my service book.com. It has all the links too. So
go right now.
Pre-order is right now. When does it
now,
drop?
Pre-order.
August 20th, the book comes out, but it'd be cool to, the more pre-orders that happen, the more applies the first week. So
right now. We don't do this very often. Everyone listening to this podcast, go right now and pre-order this book. It is going to be huge. You're going to love it. Very few people deserve the things that Matt Best deserves, and a number one New York Times best-selling book is one of them. Go right now, pre-order this book. Alyssa, where can they find you?
Alyssa Allen on Instagram and Facebook.
Jake?
Instagram, producer_Jake.
All right, and I am Graham Allen. You can find me anywhere. Just don't try to kill me. That's all we have for this episode of the Dear America podcast, and we'll see you all again next time.
Bye.